It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If I know a word, and you don't know a word, and we can't find it in a standard dictionary, you might be tempted to say that my word isn't a real word.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Ann Curzan, University of Michigan English professor. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Real words. This happens in Scrabble quite often. If there's a challenge and someone will say, that's not a real word, so off to the dictionary we go. That happened to you?
Well, it definitely happens to me in Scrabble, and it happened in a guest lecture the other day where a student asked the very good question of how many people need to know a word for it to be a real word. And I have to say, this reminded me of a story in my own family about a word that I always thought everybody knew. So I used it with students one day and I said, I'm so sorry if I haven't responded to your email, but my email box is clogged.
Plogged? With a P.
With a P. And that's exactly what my students said. They said, plogged? And I said, yes, plogged. And they said, that's not a word. And I said, of course it's a word. And they said, no, we're quite sure it's not a word. I went back to my office. I looked in dictionaries. I couldn't find it, which I have to say I was shocked because I thought I grew up with this word. So for me, it means plug and clog.
Yeah.
So it's really clogged if it's plogged. I called my sister and because I wanted to know if she knew the word, and her husband answered the phone and he said, well, can I help? And I said, well, I'm calling to see if Kate uses the word plug. And he said, well, she does, but it's not a real word.
Oh, and you're so busted.
I know. But we determined that we had grown up with it. My mother used it. Your nose can be plogged. The toilet can be plogged. I went to check the Dictionary of American Regional English, thinking, okay, maybe it's a regional word. It wasn't there either. But the folks at the Dictionary of American Regional English put out a query, and we have gotten some sightings. So it's not just my family.
It's like Bigfoot.
Exactly. Plog sightings in Britain, in Sussex, also in Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia. Clearly not a lot of people know this word. But for those of us who know it, it's a wonderful word.
You mean clearly a lot of people who made that word up is what you're saying. That must be very difficult for you to have to admit that it wasn't a real word in that sense.
Except that I would say it is a real word because for the people who know it, it's meaningful. And in my family, for example, we all know what it means. Made me think about a student a couple years ago was telling me about a word that she and her roommates made up, which was snarend.
Snarend?
And I said, I don't know that word. And she said, oh, well, it's only just the four of us. And it's when you sneak out to run errands and you're in your sweatpants and you haven't brushed your hair and you're hoping no one will see you.
Which, of course, always happens.
Right.
They will see you.
And again, clearly not a widely used word, but for her and her roommates, it's a word because it is meaningful.
I heard one this morning, in fact. Slickery. Watch out for slickery streets.
Oh, I'm going to start using that.
I like that one as well. So, Anne, for something to be a real word, how many people have to know it?
I don't have a good answer to that, but I think it's worth thinking about the words we value and very few people know and the words we don't value and very few people know. So lots of scientific terminology, very technical stuff used by a pretty small group of people. But we think, oh, those are fancy, smart words. Those should go in the dictionary. And then there are words that are used that are more slangy, more colloquial. And we say, I don't know if enough people know that word to go into a standard dictionary. So there is some valuing about culturally the stuff we think is important and serious and stuff we think is less serious.
That's classist. And we won't have any of it. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.